Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Now a partly cloudy sky and 46 degrees. It is not raining in Wichita. A woman suffered serious injuries in a shooting in southeast Wichita Tuesday afternoon in the 800 block of South Terrace. Police say several shots fired at a home, and a woman in her 20s was injured. She was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Police say witnesses were not cooperative. Residents across South Central Kansas are feeling the effects of the heavy rains. Our Kansas City has recorded another 6 inches in the last 24 hours.
The high water washed out part of Skyline Boulevard off of Highway 77. Ark City resident John Brazil tells KSN News he doesn't recall ever seeing this much water before.
We've had small gullies going across, but this is the worst I've seen.
KDOT was forced to close many roads into the town of Dexter as the Grouse Creek overflowed its banks running over K-15. Officials also closed a section of Highway 50 in Harvey County on Tuesday between Newton and the Yoder exit due to flooding. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Residents in Peabody are being asked to voluntarily evacuate as Spring Creek continues to rise. This is the same area that flooded due to earlier heavy rains. Powerful storms have been causing major problems through parts of the central and southern U.S., including Oklahoma. Director of Emergency Management Mark Gower says it's been a rough couple of days.
On Monday, we had 5 confirmed tornadoes. And on Tuesday, we had 6 confirmed tornadoes starting as early as almost 4 a.m. So we're up to a confirmed total of 11 tornadoes in the last 2 days.
Governor says no one has died from the storms, but at least 11 people have been injured in Oklahoma. The Wichita City Council has approved a new lease agreement for the former Gander Mountain building at Waterwalk.
The council Tuesday morning approved amending the Waterwalk lease to allow King of Freight LLC to move their operations downtown. The Wichita company is promising to add 400 new jobs at an average salary of $50,000. Council members still had plenty of questions, though.
The lease, it doesn't start the 99-year clock over again. It starts from the 2004 date or the 2002 date?
2004 date.
Are we under a time constraint to get this approved today?
Yes, the option for this property expires before the next council meeting.
The amendment passed unanimously. City Manager Robert Layton expects the city to take in $1.7 million over 10 years. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
When it comes to trade, U.S. Representative Ron Estes of Kansas says tariffs on goods are not what the United States wants long term.
It's a tax. It slows down open trade. It disrupts that process. The president and the administration have been using tariffs to force some of the other countries to come to the bargaining table to revisit some of these trade agreements that were written years ago, decades ago in some cases, and that need to be revisited, brought up to the 21st century, as well as address some of the inequities in them.
Congressman Estes appeared live with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. China's ambassador claims his country wants to reach a trade deal with the U.S.
With the two countries now trading tariffs,
it's the U.S. side that changes its mind so often.
China's U.S. ambassador, Kui Tian Kai, blaming the Trump administration for the breakdown in trade talks.
It is the U.S. side that more than once changed mind overnight and broke the tentative deal already reached.
On Fox, Ambassador Kui insisting his country's willing to buy more American goods to address the current trade imbalance, and
China remains ready to continue our talks with our American colleagues to reach a conclusion. Our door is still open.
No new talks are scheduled. Jane Metzler, Fox News.
And the last round of talks took place May 10th in Washington. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock.
NSS.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning now here on this Wednesday, May 22nd. Time check, 6:11, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock.
And as we take a look at the traffic heading on this Wednesday morning commute, we do have a traffic accident on the canal route, northbound lanes of I-135, where a car crashed into the exit there at 8th, 9th Street, into the guardrail, and Kansas Highway Patrol on the scene. That accident, northbound lanes of the canal route near 9th Street. Traffic update with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Well, at least it's not raining. Let's check the forecast right now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Mostly clear and cool in Wichita to start today. Sunny and warm this afternoon with a high 76. The winds will pick up out of the south later on this afternoon. Late tonight, showers and thunderstorms move our way. Our low 62 and occasional rain and storms again on Thursday. Tomorrow's high near 80. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And currently partly cloudy, a west wind at 6 miles per hour, 45 degrees. Now 6:12, 12 minutes past 6 o'clock. On this Wednesday morning, May 22nd, on this date in 1992, after a reign lasting nearly 30 years, Johnny Carson hosted NBC's Tonight Show for the final time. Jay Leno took over as host 3 days later. I got to tell you, I haven't watched that. Of course, I haven't been on a schedule where I could watch late night TV, but I was as a kid. I was a big fan of Johnny Carson. I thought, well, he was the king of late night TV, And he learned, I think, just from osmosis, watching him, things about interviewing and listening to what people say when you ask a question. Not only that, but a great sense of showmanship. And I admire Johnny Carson a lot. And I think Ted did, too. Ted took a lot of cues from him.
Well, there's no doubt.
He was just the best, as far as I'm concerned. And that was, he was on 30 years on late night TV.
Wow. Well, that was before the internet. Yep. It was before cable TV. Johnny was just a touchstone of America wrapping up their day.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know, for years, CBS and ABC tried to match him.
They had
Joey Bishop in there.
Nobody
and who
ever.
Else? Just a lot of people tried.
There was a long list of people that tried to dethrone Johnny, and they never could do it.
Well, and after a few years, he had a little black book of guests that he could call on. You know, he could get anybody he wanted just about. You know, Jack Benny or all the big stars of the day, he could get them on. And so, yeah. Guy from Nebraska.
Yeah.
Dick Cavett's from Nebraska. There's another guy in that same, you know. And who else? You know, so many people from Nebraska in showbiz. Marlon Brando, Henry Fonda. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, list goes on. Just a huge list of people. Nebraska just seems to have been at one time a hotbed of entertainment people. Another day of scattered showers and some late sun across south central Kansas Tuesday. Saw a little sunshine at my daughter's house last evening. Wichita's high temperature was 72 degrees. Normal high 78. Rainfall at Eisenhower over the previous 24 hours, 1.67 inches, adding that to 2-plus before that. They had a wind gust reported at 55 miles per hour. Another big wind gust near the airport, Ted. Now, my rain gauge in Riverside for the storm of the 2 days or whatever, for the entire storm, just over 4 inches. And I think that was pretty common. A lot of people got 4 inches. On this date in 2011, the catastrophic Joplin tornado roared into history. The EF5 killed 158, the seventh deadliest in U.S. history. Now, why in that day and age, I guess people took cover, but it just wasn't enough. That was a huge tornado, and it banged into Joplin something fierce. So that was on this date in 2011, the Joplin tornado. Wow.
Well, I think that thing dropped right on town.
Yeah, it did.
They didn't see it coming
from miles
away.
It
dropped right in a population base and just
started
tearing through town.
Wow. Well,
didn't it mess up two hospitals?
Yeah, hospitals, schools. It would just, you were right. It just, as I recall, you're right. It just kind of dropped down like that. Wow. Anyway, that was the Joplin tornado.
Speaking of Joplin, I believe that's where Mike Kennedy finally had to catch a flight from to get the play-by-play
Florida.
Voice of the Shockers, who had a travel odyssey trying to get any kind of flight to Florida. I think he finally had to fly out of Joplin.
St. Louis was closed. They had a storm in that area. It was closed. So, a lot of storms going on.
You know, Mike tried Wichita, Tulsa, Oklahoma City, Dallas, and he finally had to go to Joplin to get a flight.
Well, did he get out? He got out,
well,
probably.
Let's assume.
Maybe if he didn't make the first cast. But the first ball game, maybe he'll make the next one, huh? A Connecticut woman who got hot wax dropped in her eye at a beauty spa has settled a lawsuit against a now-closed business for $400,000. An attorney for 61-year-old Gail Giampalo says his client suffered permanent eye injuries from a botched eyebrow wax and incurred about $4,700 in medical expenses. Giampalo went to the Fairfield Spa in July of 2016, again, this is in Connecticut, to get her eyebrows waxed. According to the lawsuit, while the salon's manager was in the progress of applying wax to Giampalo's eyebrows, he got into an argument with another customer and dropped hot wax into her right eye. Well, you know, some people can multitask and others, I guess, can't. And the place is closed. She may never see $400,000. But good gravy, would that be painful, Ted? Hot wax in your eyeball. Wow. Well, for nearly 70 years, a South Dakota angler had the state record for the largest channel catfish ever caught. He doesn't anymore, but not because someone landed a bigger fish. It's because state officials say they caught a big error they made when they gave the record to Roy Groves back in 1949.
Yeah, that's a long time to have a mistake on the books.
His 55-pound channel catfish was named the biggest catch of that species, but game officials now say what Groves caught was a blue catfish, not a channel cat. There's a difference, I guess. As you can imagine, Groves' family is upset.
Oh, wow.
That history is being rewritten.
Oh, no.
It's a big deal for their family. But state fishing officials say experts who examined a photo of the fish say it really was a blue catfish.
I thought you were going to say it really was
a channel catfish.
Delicious.
Yeah, and there's a difference there. I guess it's the whiskers.
Cornmeal breading was fantastic.
The breading, yeah. All right, coming up on 6:18 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward. And Shockers, are the baseball season is going to continue a while longer, right, Ted?
Yeah, the Shocks yesterday opening up play at the American Baseball Tournament in Clearwater, Florida. The Shockers taking on the sixth-ranked team in the nation, East Carolina. And once again, Wichita State's Clayton McGinnis, who beat the Pirates a couple weeks ago in Wichita, was up to the task. Clayton went 6 1/3 innings, only gave up one run, but he didn't get help from his lineup. It was still a 1-1 game.
Yeah.
With the Shockers going into the eighth inning. The Shockers did break on top with a run in the top of the eighth inning. And that put the Shocks up 2-1, and then it was still tight when the Shockers put some more on the board and got this one really tipped their way in the top of the ninth inning. Yesterday we had the call of the game from the Pirates Radio Network over on Sports Radio KFH.
Fly ball, deep right. Jenkins back to the track, to the wall. He jumps. It is gone. A three-run home run by Brady Slavens. And that is going to just about do it today. 6-1. Career home run number one for the freshman Slavens. And if the Pirates wanted a fight, they certainly got it here this week.
Wow. His first home run, huh?
First home run for the freshman.
Wow.
Huge three-run home run in the ninth inning. Shocks go on to beat the Pirates yesterday 6-2. Wichita State has split their four games this season against this top 10 team. Knocks them into the loser's bracket wide away and puts the Shockers into a great situation. They get a day off today before playing in the winner's bracket on Thursday afternoon. So the Shocks with a huge win yesterday at the American Tournament in Clearwater, Florida. The Kansas City Royals in St. Louis last night. That game got postponed because of the forecast for severe weather in the St. Louis area. So the Royals and the Cardinals will do their two-game series all in one day. A day-night doubleheader today in St. Louis. The afternoon game at 12:15, and then again at 7:15 tonight. Royals-Cardinals. You can listen live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
Yeah, squeeze it in because you don't know what the weather's going to do
exactly.
From one day to the next. Yeah.
In the NBA last night, Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals in Toronto. The Raptors taking on the top team in the league, the Milwaukee Bucks. Former Wichita State point guard Fred VanVleet finally regained his shooting touch.
Ah.
You heard the game last night on Sports Radio KFH.
VanVleet makes his move to the right. Cuts to the baseline. Middleton cuts him off. Four to shoot. Gives it. Gets it back. A long three from the wing. Off the glass. And in! And a foul called!
Yeah, Fred had it going last night. 3 for 3 from three-point range. 5 for 6 from the field. 13 points, 6 assists, as the Raptors beat the Bucks 120-102, tying up that series at two games apiece. The home team has won all four games. Here's the Raptors head coach Nick Nurse talking about Fred VanVleet.
I was so excited that he stepped up and ran the team and got us a W. That's really his primary job, and we know we trust him to take open shots. We know he's a kind of a clutch shot maker as well.
He sure did last night.
Sure did.
Yeah, big win for the Raptors. Women's bowling, a huge night last night in Wichita for the PWA, one of the majors on the Women's Bowling Tour, the 2019 USBC Queens event held at North Rock Lanes right here in Wichita. The winner, Dasha Kovalova, who's from the Ukraine, and she attended Wichita State University, where she was a four-time All-American. She won $20,000 last night and the tiara to win the title. Yeah, and that was on national TV. And that was her first win on the tour. She'd never finished higher than eighth before. So what a win for a Dasha Kovalova.
Yeah.
The big event out at North Rock Lanes last night, the PWBA. In JUCO softball, the national tournament gets underway today in St. George, Utah, with first-round play. The Butler softball team taking on Howard, Texas at 8:30 tonight. The Butler softball team ranked number 7 in the nation, and they are on a 17-game winning streak heading into the national tournament. Good luck to the Butler Grizzlies softball team. That's sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
6:22 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. That's on the way. Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.